Gaming Mats Comparison 2026, Neoprene vs. Mousepad vs. Premium Fabric. Margot here. The cabinet is open, the lights are low, and the details matter. Neoprene and mousepad material mats, used by FAT, Grey Matter, P-Work and FLG, dominate serious play because they're durable non-slip and mute dice. Premium fabric mats from Wormwood and Deep Cut Studio offer aesthetics and customization if you prioritize looks over pure utility. When you're shopping for a gaming mat, you're really shopping for how your dice will roll and where your miniatures will live for the next few hours. The surface matters more than you'd think. I've tested dozens of mats over the years, and I can tell you that the difference between a mat that stays flat and one that creeps across your table under the weight of a few models is the difference between a smooth game and constant micro-adjustments. This guide walks you through the actual options available right now in 2026, with real prices and the specific pros and cons that matter to competitive players, campaign runners, and anyone else who cares about their gaming real estate. If this guide helps, using the Amazon links on the page is a simple way to support Puzzlewick at no additional cost to you. Neoprene, mousepad, or fabric, what's actually different under your dice? Short answer, the three labels mostly describe the same sandwich at different price points, and the one that matters for play is neoprene. Here's the thing, the product pages bury mousepad material and neoprene mat usually mean the exact same construction, a printed synthetic cloth surface, polyester bonded to a rubber foam backing, almost always just under tomb thick. The cloth lets minis glide, the rubber grips your table and, more importantly, dampens dice. That muting isn't marketing fluff, it's material science. The closed cell foam absorbs the impact energy of a tumbling die instead of bouncing it, which is why a handful of 40k dice thuds on neoprene instead of skittering off the edge. Plain fabric mats, cloth with no rubber, are the budget tier. They're lighter and fold tiny, but they conform to every warp in your table, soak up spilled drinks, and let models drift every time you lean on the table. You're trading stability for a smaller bag. Then there's PVC, the one I'd steer most people away from. It's cheap and wipes clean, but vinyl remembers folds. It keeps a memory crease that never fully relaxes, and its slick surface lets bases slide on any table that isn't dead level. If you've ever watched a mat creep half an inch over an evening, it was almost certainly PVC. Neoprene's weight is the quiet hero here, it just lies down and stays put. Which brands do you actually see on tournament tables? Walk into any store hosting an event and the mats in play are almost always the same three. FAT mats, FLG mats or P-Work. That repetition isn't taste, it's trust earned over years, and there's a real hierarchy hiding inside it. FAT. Mats by TABLEWAR are the original, the neoprene gaming mat that basically defined the category, with 130 plus designs, and the kind of supply reliability where the design you picked is actually in stock. They're the default, the safe pick, the one everyone's hands already know. FLG mats matter for a different reason. Frontline Gaming runs the Las Vegas Open and the ITC circuit, so their mats are the official competitive standard, and they're designed and produced in the USA. If you ever want to play those events, an FLG mat removes any, is this allowed, ambiguity. They ship with an aluminium ID tag, which is a small flex that competitive players quietly love at a packed event hall. P-Work is the European workhorse, made in Italy, with obsessive in-house color control and a matte, anti-glare surface. Grey Matter Gaming arrived later, but built credibility fast by undercutting on price without cheaping out on the core. Urban Mats is the value pick that's huge in Europe and harder to find stateside. None of these are fly-by-night Amazon brands that vanish next quarter. They all have the support and supply chains to prove staying power. What size should you actually buy first? Buy the size your main game demands, not the biggest one you can afford, and resist the urge to solve every future game with one purchase. Here's the real map, and it surprises people who haven't bought a mat since the old days. The 44x60 is the modern standard, and it's the one most people should start with for big games. Since 2020, this has been the official matched play and tournament battlefield for both Warhammer 40k and Age of Sigmar. Frontline Gaming announced the switch that June, and it's carried through 10th edition 40k and current Age of Sigmar. Crucially, this is the surface the FLG run events you read about earlier, the Las Vegas Open and the ITC circuit, actually play on. The one honest caveat, Because it's the newer size, the art selection is still thinner than the legacy dimensions, so you may have fewer themed designs to pick from. The 6x4, 72x48, is the older Battlefield, the size 40k and AOS used for years before the change, and it's still everywhere on home tables and for larger narrative or open play games where more room is the whole point. If you mostly play casual games at home and like the extra real estate, or you already own terrain built for it, it's a perfectly good buy, just know you're buying the legacy size, not the current tournament one. The mistake I watch people make every single time, they buy one mat and assume it covers everything. It won't. The honest plan is the 44x60, if you're chasing competitive 40k/AOS, or the 6x4, if you prefer the bigger legacy table at home, or a 3x3, for skirmish, whichever you play more, and then let the second size join naturally when the other game format shows up. Don't pre-buy the whole shelf. Are premium mats like Wormwood worth the splurge? Only if you're solving a different problem than I need a play surface. Premium mats are furniture, not gear. Wormwood's neoprene mats are double-sided, the reverse is black, and built to live permanently on top of a table's felt surface rather than roll in and out of a bag. They're a desk mat aesthetic upgrade for a fixed gaming station, available in a range of colours. Crucially, they sit on top of felt, not underneath, so they're paired with a specific table system. Confirm compatibility before you buy, or you'll own a beautiful mat that doesn't fit your setup. Pricing climbs well past standard mats depending on size, and there are no themed battle designs, it's solid colours by design. Dwarven Forge's texture mats are a separate species entirely. Small, gorgeous rippled surface accent pieces, think a 24x24 specialty tile, not a full battlefield. They're set dressing for a scene, not the table you fight a whole game on. Custom mats from Deep Cut Studio or Wormwood are where the splurge actually earns its keep, a bespoke campaign map or a niche game with no stock art. Just budget the reality, expect a 2 to 3 week lead time and roughly a 25-40% premium over stock designs. For a one-off campaign centerpiece, worth it. For your weekly working mat, it's overhead. Buy stock first, go custom once you know you'll still be playing that game in 6 months. How long do these last, and what's the real cost of ownership? Premium double-sided mats may stretch to 7 to 10 years, but the gain is gradual edge wear and slow colour fade, not catastrophic failure, so you're paying for aesthetics and permanence, not longevity. The actual enemy isn't wear, it's creasing. Fold a neoprene mat the same way a few times and you'll set a permanent line that no amount of flattening fully removes, so never fold, always roll. More on the right rolling technique below, it's not obvious. Cost of ownership also hides in transport. If you travel to events monthly, which usually means hauling your tournament size 44x60 to and from venues, wrinkle resistance becomes a real feature, and this is where P-Work and FLG pull ahead. P-Work's slightly thicker Italian backing has a near supernatural reputation for laying flat after storage, and FLG's mats are built around exactly this competitive travel use case. If your mat never leaves the basement, honestly, any quality neoprene will outlive your interest in the game. Match the spend to your mileage, Road Warriors by P-Work or FLG. Homebodies can take the best-priced reliable mat on the shelf and not think about it again. How do you clean and store one without ruining it? This is the section nobody reads until they've already wrecked a mat, so let me front-load the rules. Cleaning, wipe with a pH-neutral cleaner, a few drops of dish soap in water is perfect, then let it air-dry flat out of direct sunlight. That's it. The myths to kill, do not use alcohol, acetone or bleach. Those solvents swell neoprene's polymer chains and quietly accelerate micro-cracking in the backing, so the mat that looks clean is actually aging faster. And ignore any guide that tells you to machine wash or soak a printed neoprene mat. Prolonged soaking can eventually lift the printed surface from the foam. Spills are a non-event on neoprene. It's water-resistant, so a knocked-over drink wipes right off if you get to it reasonably soon. The genuinely non-obvious bit is storage. Always roll, never fold, but roll it with the playing side facing outward. Rolling print side in presses the cloth surface against the rubber backing and can leave faint adhesion marks. Print side out keeps the surface relaxed. Don't crank it tight onto a tube or jam the edge into the core, or you'll set small imperfections along that edge under pressure. And keep it at room temperature, no garage, no attic. Heat and cold cycles are slow poison to the foam. Why do serious players end up owning 3 or 4 mats? Here's the part the marketing won't tell you and your wallet won't want to hear. If you play more than one system, or the same system across tournament, campaign, and casual formats, one mat will never be enough, and that's not a failure of your first purchase, it's just how the hobby breathes. The reasons are real, not collector's disease. A tournament player often wants a plain or subtle design specifically to reduce visual clutter when reading the board under pressure. FLG sells a plain white for exactly this. A campaign runner wants thematic surfaces, a swamp for the wetlands arc, ruined city for the urban siege, scorched badlands for the desert chase, because the right mat does half the storytelling. And a faction deep 40k player drifts toward a mat that flatters their army's palette. Different sizes pile on top of that. Your competition size 44x60 battlefield doesn't help at skirmish night, and the bigger 6x4 legacy table you keep at home for casual games is its own separate slot again. So budget honestly. The second size arrives within months when the other format shows up. After 3 or 4 mats, you've crossed from solving a problem into optimizing a setup, and the marginal joy drops off fast. Final verdict. If you're starting out, grab a 6x4 FAT if you play competitively or travel to events. FLG mats remove all ambiguity by being the tournament standard. If you transport mats constantly, P-Works wrinkle resistance is real and worth the slight premium. Wormwood and Deep Cut Studio are lovely, but solve a different problem. They're permanent installations and aesthetic upgrades, not replacements for the working mats that serious players keep in their bags. The hard truth is that most players end up owning 3 to 4 mats within a year, different sizes, different games, different themes. So think of this as a first purchase, not a final one. That's the path almost everyone takes, and it's the right one. Frequently asked questions: do I really need a neoprene mat, or can I play on a regular cloth mat? You can play on cloth, but not ideally. Cloth mats conform to every bump in your table, so miniatures shift constantly. Neoprene mats grip the table and keep your models in place. It's not luxury, it's function. Once you play on neoprene, going back to cloth feels like playing on a kitchen towel. If you're playing casually at home, cloth works. If you're playing at a store, tournament, or for more than an hour, neoprene pays for itself in stability. Will a gaming mat crease if I roll it up? Rolling is the correct way to store a mat, never fold. A proper roll won't crease. The mistake people make is folding the same way repeatedly. That creates a permanent crease within 2 to 3 folds. P-Works' reputation for anti-wrinkle comes from their thicker backing material, but any mat rolls fine if you don't fold. What size mat do I actually need? A 6x4 is the standard for most games, Warhammer 40k, Age of Sigmar, Necrons, etc. A 3x3 is perfect for smaller games and skirmish play. If you own both, you're covered for 95% of gaming scenarios. The 44x60 size is oddly specific and useful mainly if your venue demands it. Start with 6x4 if you play large games, or 3x3 if you play skirmish systems. Are custom mats worth the cost and wait time? Custom mats are worth it if 1. You have a specific campaign visual, 2. You play a niche game with few existing designs, or 3. Your table is permanent and you care about aesthetics as much as function. Start with a stock design and upgrade to custom later if you're still playing the same game in 6 months. Which mat is best for photography or streaming? P-Work matte finish, no glare, or any mat with a non-reflective surface. FLG and FAT are fine, but they have slight sheen. If you're streaming or taking photos regularly, P-Work's anti-glare surface saves lighting setup headaches. For casual play, it's irrelevant. Do expensive mats like Wormwood actually last longer? Wormwood and premium double-sided mats may last 7 to 10 years versus 5 to 7 for standard neoprene, but the difference is gradual edge wear and color fade, not catastrophic failure. You're paying for aesthetics and permanent installation, not longevity. A standard neoprene mat is the better value unless your table is permanent.